Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mr. Floor Igor Morak, Lindholm Roofing, Deck Tech, Joe Cotton Ford, and Catch 35. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We start every show with an opening, but again, we are packed. We have a lot of information to help you with today. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And once again, we started with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is our call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you. We're like I said, we got a packed show. We got Catch 35 coming in. Had lunch there the other day. Delicious. That's all you have to say. Delicious. People forget they're open for lunch. And if I haven't told you already, it was delicious. Let's go around the horn. Mr. Floor Igor Morak.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am tremendous. I'm all like powered up. I'm like, got a full night's sleep. Had my ankle scraped yesterday, all the dead skin off, because I froze. I got a huge blister painting the ice at the United Center.
With nice pictures, by the way.
Yeah, it was very cool. It almost infected my ankle. I did. You know what I learned? You're not supposed to pop a blister.
Really?
You know when I learned that? After I popped my blister.
That's not good.
Yeah. So, yeah, the doctor's like, what have you been doing? I'm like, I've been, you know, Neosaborin, air, Band-Aids. He's like, what type of Band-Aid? I'm like, I don't know, a brown one? what type of Band-Aids are there? I don't know. So, yeah, had a little surgical, in-office surgical procedure.
But you're okay now.
I'm powering through it. It's the type of man that I am.
There you go.
No ankle injury is going to take me down and keep me from the show, Igor Morak. Our listeners need us.
Yep.
What are we talking about today, brother?
So today we're going to be discussing, as we discuss actually a lot on the show, David, the topic of proper maintenance of specifically hardwood floors, because those seem to be kind of the tricky ones. And, you know, we regularly get clients calling in and listeners calling in and, you know, asking what should they do to their hardwood floors to keep them looking great. One of the things that comes up regularly is, can people use a vacuum cleaner on a hardwood floor? And can and should or should they use a steam mop on a hardwood floor? And we're going to be talking about both of those topics.
You can.
Topics.
Yeah. Should you? No, but you'll go deeper. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach out to you and your team?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
George from Deck Tech, not even going to try to pronounce your last name because I'm never our greatest.
Oh, you were better last time.
I was better. That's why it's George. I mean, you told me to try it. I was going to stay away from it. Deck Tech, tons of positive responses from our listeners since you become involved with the show. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having me.
No, that's great. It's now going into we're turning seasons, right? Yes. I mean, it was 50 degrees this morning. We've turned the seasons, right? I mean, you're going to wake up, it's going to be 50 degrees from basically here on out. We're going to get a pop. How long can you go into the season when power washing and sealing can happen?
Yeah, that's a great question. We usually go up until November. Right now, we tend to see a little bit of a spike, and what happens is homeowners that built new decks in the spring, early summer, are wanting to do something to them. And that's a great way to prevent excessive cracking and clumping because wood is not maintenance-free.
Take care of it now.
Yes.
And you'll talk more into that in
Absolutely.
Your segment.
Yes,
if our listeners want more information about you and your company, where do they go, bud?
1-800-956-3325 or go to restoreyourdeck.com.
Mike Houston.
Morning.
Lindholm Roofing. The season's changing for you too, buddy.
Big time.
Mike on a roof is not going to be on a roof for much longer because the weather keeps you and your crews off, not safe.
Snow, ice, it just the cold, the wind, it's just not safe.
You guys then go into, a lot of our listeners don't realize that Lindholm has a crochet business where you crochet vests and crochet sweaters in the wintertime. It's a joke, Mike. Just go with it. Nobody knows. I mean, just it could be an online business. What are you going to be talking about?
The vests and the sweaters.
The vests and Mike, I'd like to get one. Mike's like, if there's any way.
Mike's like, where's he going with this? I don't know. That's
the,
not on.
I'm going to be talking about the importance of proper attic ventilation.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, where do they go?
1-888-4-ROOFER, 1-888-476-6337, or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Tracy Kahn, used cars, when we talked earlier this week about what we're going to be talking about, and I said, what's a top item that's still hitting the car dealers right now? And you said...
I said we're buying back to buying used cars because the rent-a-car companies are out buying used cars from all of the dealers right now, anything under 30,000 miles, because they can't get new cars just like we can't get new cars. So now the used car market dried up again.
Wow.
Not the sales, but the inventory of used cars dried up again. So now we're back to try and buy cars again because... They're worth a lot more than they actually dipped over the summer.
Yeah.
The value of used cars, and now they're coming right back up again because there's not enough supply.
That's great because my car is coming off of lease, and you and I talked about that. And I would typically just hand over the keys, but now I am thinking about if the numbers work, buying my lease, my car when it comes off the lease, then taking that. Yes, I'll have to pay sales tax, and then take that and apply it as a trade-in for my new car.
Yes, exactly, and that's going to save a lot of money.
There you go.
Well, look at your last trade-in.
Look at my last trade-in, my wife's car.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
$20,000 over book.
Yeah. So guess what, sweetheart? We're getting a new car. I don't need one. Yes, it doesn't matter. We're getting a new car.
That's right.
So if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to roasttoorder.com, order coffee. For Vestathon, every order, portion of that order, proceeds of from that order will go to the Vestathon. Also, we're having a comedy night at Zany's. We're giving away a free pair of tickets to a lucky caller today. Go to rosemont.zanies.com. Steve Cochran, John DeCoste, Tim Benker, and Mike Toomey are going to be headlining on Wednesday, October 5th at 7 p.m., over 75, 80, 90% of the proceeds of that concert, hope to raise about $6,000-$7,000, will go to the Vestathon as well. Rosemont.zanies.com. So, Igor, we talk about this all the time. Can you vacuum a hardwood floor? Sure, you could vacuum almost anything.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And is it smart to vacuum a hardwood floor and steam cleaning a hardwood? I saw last week I was flipping around I was on the treadmill or something, flipping around, and there was that Shark steam cleaner. And I'm just like, man, I hope Igor's not watching this because he would absolutely go crazy,
right.
Which is that steam cleaner that is all over the internet. It's all over cable. That, and you've got this woman, you know, hey, I'm steam cleaning my hardwood floor. And I'm just like, Igor would basically flip out right now. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, David, you know, our whole industry, you know, kind of like just gets crazy when we see these commercials. I mean, we really can't believe that steam mopping and steam cleaning is even discussed in the same topic or sentence as a hardwood floor. I mean, everybody knows that water and wood do not go well together. And in this case, hot water and wood definitely don't go well together. So we get calls all the time. Can I, should I use a steam mop? It's you know, it's eco-friendly. I don't need to put any, you know, chemicals on the floor. All I have to do is just run that steam mop. And yeah, your floor will be clean. But the problem is that you're going to, in essence, inject a lot of really, really hot steam and water as it cools into the floor. And what that does is it actually discolors the floor. It can delaminate the coating. It can discolor the coating. And so we actually get a lot of calls, David, where clients have already caused damage to their floors. And then now they're calling us saying, you know, what can I do? And in many cases, it's too late. So we always recommend the use of our cleaning products, as you know, David. I mean, you use
phenomenal.
Them at home, and I know a lot of our listeners use them, and it's been very successful. We don't have anything harsh or anything toxic or caustic in our formulation. MrFloor.com is the easiest way to get it. Use the promo code WGN. You do not need anything harsh or those mops on your floor.
How about this analogy? You're kind of like waterboarding your hardwood floors.
Yeah.
You're forcing water into wood, and George could talk about this too, on the outside, right? I mean, absolutely. If they don't treat their hardwood, if they don't treat their decks, it's basically You're waterboarding your hardwood floors by forcing this hot water into the plank, and it's not set up for that.
Well, not only that, David, but keep in mind, you know, and you know, today's a good example, right? It's already cool outside, so we're going to stop the expansion process of wood floors in people's homes now.
No shrink.
Because we're going to transition into the cooler months. We're going to start running heat. Those boards are going to start to shrink. They're going to actually start to contract. So small little gaps are going to develop in between those boards. Now imagine, like, you know, to use your analogy, you're waterboarding your floor. You're, in essence, pouring water down into those gaps. You're causing the floor to swell, even though it's looking to contract. There's a variety of issues that develop from that. We see those problems every single day when we're visiting people's homes. You know, we're a full-service flooring company, and we see damage. We constantly see damage. The other question that comes up is vacuuming. Can we, should we vacuum a wood floor? The short answer is yes. It is absolutely permissible and safe and perfectly fine to vacuum a wood floor, but we strongly recommend suction only. In other words, do not use a vacuum cleaner that has what's referred to as a beater brush. You know, those are moving parts. So if you get any debris, a small little pebble, a rock, anything that gets caught in that brush, it'll actually beat on your floor and actually cause damage and leave scratches and scuffs all over, which we also see on a pretty regular basis. So it is recommended to remove debris and you know, especially in the kitchen where, you know, there could be kids eating cereal, that sort of thing. Things can accumulate on a floor, and all of that is an abrasive element that can actually destroy a coating. But putting a vacuum cleaner on that can also cause specific damage as well. So if you're going to vacuum the floor, go ahead and do that, but use suction-only type vacs.
So you want to suck it out only?
You definitely want to collect it via suction only. Yes.
Rotating.
That is correct.
Ironically, that was my high school band name, my garage band name, Suction Only.
There you go.
It's kind of ironic you brought it up because I had flashbacks to me on the cymbals.
Oh,
because I played me. I still do. I just don't like talking about it. But since you brought it, Suction Only, I've got like.
What kind of music to play?
Anything they want.
It sucked.
Yeah, it sucked. It sucked. But.
Can you give us a sample?
No. It's kind of like locked away. I got a lot of fond memories, George, so let's not push it. But for my youth, 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got Melissa in Evanston. How are you, Melissa? Hello.
I'm well. How are you?
We're great. Can you ask your question? Then we'll put you back on hold because I got to hit a break at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll pick you up after Don gets done with his magic. What's your question for Igor?
Okay, Igor, my mom has parquet floors, and in the summer, all those tiny little pieces, the glue comes loose. Yeah. I guess they're expanding, and they're popping up all over the place. She can't even walk through it. It's such a hazard. What do we do about that? Do we just re-glue them, or is the floor toast?
You got to hang tight. I would say move, but that's probably not an option.
Get a new mortgage.
I'd say refinance.
Melissa, listen to David. Yeah, I will have an answer for you.
Hang on, Melissa.
On the other side.
Hang on, Melissa. That's my standard answer. Just put the house on the market. Hey, hang on, Melissa. I want you to explain. I had parquet floors growing up.
Sure.
Let's explain what those are. because it's not very common right now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what it is and then how to fix Melissa's challenge. And I want you guys to talk about water and how it impacts both of your products, because you're outside and you're inside. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Got four text messages, questions in here about Roombas, which we'll get to in a minute. So all four texters, hang tight. We want to take care of Melissa. Then we have Nina and Berwin. Hey, okay, so Melissa's got, let's just recap this again.
Yeah.
She has, her mom's got parquet floors, which was huge in the 70s and early 80s. And what is a parquet floor for listeners who have no idea what a parquet floor is?
So a parquet floor, generically, is any nonlinear design flooring. So in other words, in her mom's case, and in the case of all the people that had it done in the 60s, 70s, and into the 80s, it's little fingers of wood that are facing sort of opposite directions.
Yep. Squares,
generally
typically.
A square. Right. Although they don't have to be, David. You know, we've done over the years very fancy, very intricate parquet floors that could come in different shapes.
Think of the Boston Celtics, the old garden at the Boston Celtics. That was kind of like a larger version of a parquet floor.
That was
floor.
A beautiful floor.
Gorgeous floor.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Iconic, actually. Yeah.
So Melissa's mom's got an older floor. The glue's probably coming undone underneath the little pieces of wood. Would that be an accurate statement, Melissa and Evanston?
Yep, that's a very accurate statement.
Okay, so it's glued down, the glue's giving way, popping up probably due to the heat and the cold and the condensation and all of that contract and expand and contract. What does Melissa do if she doesn't want to move, refinance, or put on a new roof, which we all know replacing the roofing definitely solves all flooring problems.
By a car.
Or by a car solves it, too. What do you recommend to solve this challenge?
Yeah, so first of all, to solve the challenge, you have to understand what the issue is. And you actually correctly described it, David. I have to say, I'm very
impressed.
You're welcome.
Yes.
So it's the
future in flooring if this mortgage thing and radio thing doesn't work out.
You never know. So, Melissa, what's basically happening is through the years, expansion and contraction of every little of those little fingers has caused them to pull away from the adhesive. The problem is not so much the expansion and contraction. It's the fact that the types of adhesives that were used 30, 40, 50 years ago were not really designed. They really didn't have the technology to allow the floor to expand and contract along with the adhesive. So the adhesive actually dried firm, and the wood is looking to expand and contract. So over time, there's enough stress placed on that adhesive that it actually just lets go. So we actually get a lot of these types of calls. And the solution in this case is really to very carefully and methodically remove all of those individual parquet fingers, clean off that old adhesive that's completely dry and not malleable and not, you know, tacky in any way, and then actually clean off the adhesive or any residual adhesive off the substrate and off each individual finger, and then literally reapply a urethane-based adhesive, which is what we prefer to work with. It remains malleable over the seasons and over the expansion and contraction of these floors, and just literally just re-glue it down. And you should be good to go with that for a very long time. But it is a tedious, methodical process. And in some cases, it can be cost prohibitive if you're doing an entire room, for example. If it's a few areas here and there, it can be done, though.
Melissa, how long does your mom plan on living in this house comfortably? Safely, I should say.
She might be listening. Mom, I think probably no more than 10 more years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Okay, so
okay, how about 5?
So if it was up to Melissa, she'd be out of there already. The house would be on the market. Mom's like, I ain't going anywhere. Right. Is that a fair assessment of the situation, Melissa?
Yeah.
We don't know. So would it be better? Okay, here's another idea. For all the mishigas that she has to go through, right, which is headed in Yiddish.
Yep.
I'm from Highland Park, so I'm...
No, then you understand. But, yeah, but most of our listeners, you know, I give them a Yiddish lesson as much as I can. Would it be possibly safer for mom? Or is mom set on this parquet floor? There's no way you're lifting this parquet floor.
Well, she loves it and it's beautiful, but it, quite frankly, it's becoming a hazard.
Okay,
yeah. It's a pass-through room for her, and so
I totally get it. Is it would it be less expensive, bigger picture, to bring up it and plus make the house a little more up to date? So when Melissa kicks her out in 6 months and puts the house on the market, sorry, Ma, because that's what's going to happen. It's got a more update look. Would it be easier to rip it out and put down a new floor instead of fixing a 30, 40-year-old floor?
Again, it depends on the size and the volume, David. You know, the trade-off is labor versus material, right? Okay. So when we're just re-gluing floors, it's pure labor. You know, okay. The adhesive is not, you know, that terribly expensive. So again, if it's this pass-through room or a pass-through, you know, an area within a pass-through room, it may be significantly less expensive just to, you know, kind of just re-glue that floor and restore it, as opposed to ripping the entire room out and then replacing it. Yes, granted, it'll maybe update the room, but it you know, from an economic standpoint, it may not make sense. So we have to look at it based on economics and to see what makes sense here.
Did we answer your question to your satisfaction, Melissa?
You took very good care of me, as always, David. Thank you.
Okay. Did you have anything to do with that body being found at the high school the other day, Melissa? You know, where were you that the evening before?
Oh, boy.
I'm putting my detective hats on.
Yeah.
Just say your attorney has told you not. Oh, my God.
Yeah. She could just plead the fifth. Sure. I'm no attorney.
Yeah, EPD's on the way over to Melissa's house right now. Hey, Melissa, what are you doing on October 5th?
What are you doing on October 5th?
We're going, probably, I forgot, it's Yom Kippur, so I'll probably be underground. Yeah. But there's a comedy, we're doing, Zanies is hosting a comedy show for us for the Vestathon. I have two tickets for you if you're going to go. You want to bring your mom that you're going to kick out of her house at 7 o'clock.
It's a good way to soften the blow.
Yeah, you could tell her during the comedy show while she's laughing. It's Cochran, DeCoste, Banker, and Toomey. It's going to be hysterical. Tickets are $30 at rosemont.zanies.com. If I give you those tickets, would you go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Done. Hang on and tell Jack which Mr. Floor cleaning product you would like. Nina and Berwyn, thank you for calling. Nina and Berwyn, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You have a floor. How to prep for Mr. Floor visit? This is the first time.
Yeah,
this is a preparation call here, Nina. You want to dive into that a little more?
I'm having an anxiety attack. I don't even. All my floors are hardwood except for my kitchen and my bathroom. So I'm trying to figure, like, well, how do I even prepare for this? Where do I put everything? Can you do one room at a time? Two rooms at a time? And these one needs to, like, hire movers. I just don't even understand how to prepare for this.
Oh, to get it resurfaced. Is that what you're thinking of, Nina?
Maybe, or cleaned, or whatever.
Right. Uh-huh.
Whatever
right. Maybe put a new color on it, like did?
Yeah, Nina, this question comes up regularly, and one of the things that we're very, very good at is coming out and creating a plan. So you know, the whole exercise is really in an effort to lessen your anxiety and come up with a good game plan that allows for furniture manipulation, staging potentially, where you're going to be, where your family's going to be, if there are any pets involved. So we will go through all of that with you, and we will create a plan that makes sense and is as least disruptive as possible in a case like this.
How's that?
Perfect.
And spousal and boyfriend/girlfriend removal as well, Nina. So you won't have to remove them as well.
Free of charge?
Free of charge. Wow. They're full service. Well, they build it into the cost of the program, but let's not talk about it.
We'll work with them.
Yeah, they'll work with
them. That's unreal.
It's full service. Right? Wow. Now, if a spouse is sitting on the deck, you're not moving them.
No, sir.
You're just going to power wash around them. Hang on, Nina, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Thank you for calling the show. We got four text messages before we go to the break. Can I use bristles on a hardwood floor? You said no. Can I bleach a wood floor?
Sure. Not recommended.
You can not recommend
it. But again, David, that has to be qualified. Bleaching for the purposes of
cleaning,
sanding, and finishing, because there is a wood bleaching process, which we also don't recommend, by the way. But yeah, bleach in general, not a good idea.
All right. Steam mop on vinyl floors.
Vinyl floors, fine.
Okay.
Because they're not, your favorite word, they're not hygroscopic, meaning
that
they do not move in the presence of moisture or water.
Of all time, hygroscopic. And then the four text messages from 847773 and a couple that I don't recognize. What about Roomba? Can you use a Roomba on a hardwood floor?
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, Roombas are actually great. I don't know if they're using a different kind of bristle. I don't know. You know, they have this little, like, real soft brush that rotates in front of the Roomba. I actually have one at home, and we love it. We've never had damage with it. So I don't know what Roomba's doing, but their products and their machines are designed to clean hardwood floors, and they do a fantastic job. So Hats off to Roomba for sure.
Do they suck at clean at all?
It what now?
George can't help himself.
Apparently not.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back next with, I learned a lot about used cars. My lease is up in January. Ordered a new car already because you have to so far in advance. I ordered, I think, a couple of months ago. And you opened my eyes to a lot of things in the car industry that I think our listeners will learn from and enjoy learning, like I did, as to save money on their new car, plus your 299 financing that Ford is offering on most lines that you offer.
We can't mark it up. It's 2.9 even.
Oh, I was going to use the extra 0.09 to help fund my kids' college fund.
Right.
But 2.9 on pretty much most of the stock that you have. There's a couple of lines that...
For retail orders, yes.
For retail orders, we'll talk about. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. Tracy Kahn from Joe Cotton Ford coming up next.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
For experienced homeowners who need that little extra help that didn't need it but maybe 5-6 years ago, having trouble getting up the stairs, having trouble getting around corners, having trouble going to the bathroom, a lot of these things you don't think about now. I'm 54 in peak shape, as you can tell.
Exactly. You know it. Wait, what did you say?
I'm in shape.
Rounds
no,
of
you
shape.
Are, you are, you are.
Yeah, rounds of shape.
Well, rounded.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks,
you're
Tracy.
You're solid like a round.
Let's turn
you're
Tracy.
You're built for tough.
Yeah, let's turn Tracy's mic off for that.
You're built for tough.
I'm built for tough. Right. I'm an 850.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We were talking during the break. The chip shortage is here. Through all of next year, through the remainder of this year, or through all of next year, and you don't see it letting up until 2024.
That's
what your industry is saying.
That's as near as I can tell, yeah. I mean, Biden did sign the $52 billion bill to build chip plants here in the United States, but it's going to take time. It's going to take a year to build the buildings, and then it's going to take a while. Exactly, yeah. So we're probably a year and a half.
How much of an impact will that investment in Ohio that we're doing as a nation help keep costs down in the future? I know it's going to drive a lot of jobs in Ohio, and there's going to be hundreds of construction jobs. I mean, the heavy earth moving companies, electricians. It's going to be an unbelievable boom for contractors out in that part of the world.
Well, but take it a step further, too. Once they produce all these chips, now the factories can be working. I mean, you know, we've had factories working 24 hours a day in the past, but not recently because there's just not enough supplies to make vehicles 24 hours a day. So when we do get back to that, it's going to employ a lot more people.
Will this make automobiles and other things cheaper in the future, in your best guesstimation?
I doubt it. Maybe more readily available, but not cheaper.
Okay. But we won't have this 2-year, 3-year kick in the teeth that a factory burns down out in another foreign country in Taiwan or China, wherever, and it takes the entire world off its spinning axle here.
Right, yeah. No, that's ridiculous. I don't see that helping the price at all,
right?
Because obviously labor in Asia is cheaper than it is here. But with the shipping costs,
sure,
it should be about the same.
Okay.
Hopefully.
So let's talk before we go to break, then we'll pick it up on the other side. If you have a car that's coming off of a lease.
Yes.
And we've got thousands of our listeners that are in the same boat as I am, signed a 3-year lease 3 years ago before all this chip nonsense. And now my car, I used to just turn the keys because I could never get what my car was worth. Now my car that I'm turning in might be worth more enough where I should buy it, pay the sales tax, and then use that as a trade-in. Is that a smart move for other me and other listeners?
Absolutely. Two things with that, too, is, you know, you talk about paying the sales tax, and it's 7%, in your case, it's 8.25%. But you're going to save that sales tax by trading the vehicle as well. So you're not out that money when you pay that sales tax on your lease. But it definitely is a good way to go. If you look at what the value of your vehicle is versus what your residual value or what you're paying it down to on your lease is, you more than likely have equity.
What should our listeners say to the car dealerships if they're coming off a lease? What's the proper way in a minute? Can you do it in a minute? Because we got to hit a break.
Yeah. Basically, you want to use the equity in the lease as down payment on your next vehicle, whether it's a lease or purchase or whatever you're going to do. But if you ask them to help you through that process, hopefully your dealer will do that for you.
So you go to the car dealer, hey, I want to lease another car. Can you see if it makes sense for me to buy the current car that I have off the lease because there's such a short demand?
Right.
I mean, such a short supply and a high demand.
Correct.
Would it be worth for me to buy this vehicle?
Yes.
Take the vehicle. Now I own an asset.
Yep.
And use it as a down payment on my next vehicle to either buy or lease in order to drive that monthly payment down. That's right.
That's the right way to do
it. And a reputable car professional will give you the answer that should be answered.
They'll help walk you through it.
Okay.
Sure.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to come back more with Car Talk. Then we're going to bring Mike Houston in, who has been helping out a ton of listeners, and also George from Deck Tech, not touching the last name, George, so don't try to bait me. He's got...
you were good before.
I know. I'm sticking with George. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Elise, I'm going to have Igor pick you up during the break to answer your buckled floor questions. And we're going to talk with Chuck from Homer Glenn, who has an old Lincoln that he wants to ask you a question about. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to throw it over to Donnie and the team in the newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Can you use a weed whacker on wood floors? I don't think you would recommend that.
I just don't understand why they would do that.
Because they're drinking. Because when you when you drink and you text,
you grab weed whackers.
Well, if you have any gophers in your floor, that's how you take care of them.
Apparently,
this is a long time texter, a long time listener who has some pretty creative texts.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And I think every time I say home sweet home, he drinks. I think he has his own drinking game.
Oh.
During every Saturday.
All right.
I think he takes a shot every time I say home sweet home.
Well, I think he has Caddyshack on, too.
You know, home sweet home. So, there's three shots right,
so
right
no,
there.
No weed whackers
on
wood floors. But let's be clear about that.
Very humorous. 312-981-7200. We got a compliment for you, Tracy. Drive into Orland Park to car shop as you speak. Let the car buying tips flow. Katie and LaSalle. So there you go. Nice. Chuck and Homer Glenn, you've got a question for Tracy Kahn of Joe Cotton Ford.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, I've got a 2012 Lincoln MKT.
Mm-hmm.
It's got about, 80,000 miles on it. And, all of 2021 I was in the hospital. I was sick. And so I finally got out of the hospital a year ago in the winter. And the car hasn't been driven, basically, The car hasn't been driven in 2 years.
Okay.
It was my car. My wife has her own vehicle. And
does it start, Chuck?
Well, that's one of the problems we have. The battery, after being sitting down, it drained. And we have replaced the battery twice. We got this thing that you plug in, and it's like a jump starter, a little, like, I don't know, it's like 6x3 rectangular thing. You plug it in and charge it up, and it gives it a real big boost, the jumper cables.
Yes.
So we can start it. And lately it's been staying charged, the battery. Now, the thing is I'm on a limited income, Social Security. And we have a second vehicle, but we're making, car payments on that, but I'd like to sell this one that I don't use. Can I sell it? What's the deal with CarMax? Places like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of places to sell your vehicle, and you're perfectly welcome to call me or email me after the show.
Well, let me ask you this question. if he can't start the car and you send somebody to Homer Glen, which isn't that far away,
right? No.
To inspect it, would you be able to possibly either start the car via jump and drive it away or send a lift over to get it?
Well, no. Knowing what we know now. Yeah, knowing what we know now, I would bring a separate small handheld battery charger or jumper, and we would start it up, and if the numbers were right and we gave him a check on the spot, we would just drive it back with us.
Hey, Chuck, would that work out for you?
Well, also one other thing.
Sure.
Before I got sick, you know, I was driving the vehicle, and I ran into a
deer?
A mailbox and knocked off the passenger side rear
jumped
rear.
Out in front of you?
Yeah, should I try to get that fixed before I sell it, or should I sell it at like that? Because
that's a good question.
You know what? I wouldn't, so that you can... How bad is the damage?
Oh, it knocked it off. It's hanging by the...
The mirror?
Like by the electrical wires.
The mirror?
But I've got it on there. It doesn't work, but I've got it on there, so... If you didn't know that it was broken, you wouldn't really, unless you look close.
Other than the duct tape.
You couldn't tell.
So here's the deal. If you took it to a body shop and you went and had it fixed, it's going to show up as an accident in your Carfax. But if you sell it or trade it the way it is, people are going to see exactly what damage there was, where sometimes it's a little bit ambiguous with the Carfax. It's going to say there was damage on the right side of the vehicle. Well, you don't know how bad or small that damage was, so you're probably better off just doing it the way it is right now.
Yeah,
so that,
I don't know how accurate Carfax is, because we had a vehicle that was rear-ended. You know, it was done by family member, blah blah blah. It was rear-ended, but and then when we traded it in like years later, it never came up on Carfax, you know, and we took it to a body shop and got it repaired and blah blah blah, but it never came up on Carfax. So I don't know how accurate that Carfax is.
Yeah, I suppose some of that has to, it depends on the size of the body shop that you take it to. Some report, some don't.
Well,
I would say pretty much
major,
every dealer does
major.
Report.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that dealers all report their damage and that to Carfax, but maybe a small independent body shop might not. Which may be why it didn't show up.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about this? Why don't you give Truck. Give Chuck.
Give him a truck.
Don't give him a truck. He's trying to get rid of vehicles. Give Chuck a call.
I will.
Let's schedule a time for you to get out to Homer Glen. You know where Homer Glen is.
Sure.
It's a hop,
my service
skip,
manager
and a jump.
Lives there.
Right. So have him go over by there and check it out. And then if you could help Chuck get rid of his Lincoln, free up some room, maybe put a couple of bucks in his pocket, a couple of Benjamins, everything's good. How about that, Chuck?
And maybe even pay off your other vehicle.
I really appreciate it, buddy. You know, like this illness that I had, it paralyzed me. So
are you okay now?
Like in a powered wheelchair right now.
Wow. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice to make.
Oh, wow. Well, you'd have to ask my wife.
No, I'm not going to ask your wife. No, you could ask your wife. And then, do you have hardwood floors, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, I was listening to that about your hardwood floors.
Yeah, we're going to send you a hardwood floor cleaning. Let's send him a kit.
I was just going to say, David, let's send him our deep cleaning kit, because he'll get our mop. He'll get the whole nine yards.
Chuck, we're going to take care of you, buddy.
That I would get the 9 yards for just telling you my situation.
Yeah, well, we feel for you here, Chuck.
Absolutely.
Okay? We feel for you.
Thanks.
And because you live in Homer Glen, which is kind of shady, where no, I'm kidding. I love Homer Glen. Homer Glen's great. We're gonna send.
Well, I'd like to put on an ad for Homer Glen, if I might.
Oh, sure. We got all the time in the world.
On the 30th, I think that's next Friday evening, at the Village Hall.
Yeah.
They're having a stargazing event.
Hmm.
People are going to come and bring their telescopes into the park outside of Village Hall.
Great.
And go and look at
stars,
the Orion Nebula, all that stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. Are you going to be there, Chuck?
I need a lift there.
All right. Well,
if you have a really good telescope, you can see Uranus.
Call me, give me a lift, I'll be there.
Well, Tracy, you could send your service manager out there, schlep him out there. Right.
I can.
And Chuck will help.
A jump.
And Chuck will help everybody set up their telescope. How's that, Chuck? If
bring
we can get you
bring
out
the
there.
Jumper box it. And a telescope.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, it's like September 30th. I don't know, like around 8 o'clock, as soon as it's dark.
Okay.
That's a good time.
That's a good time. It's getting dark earlier. But hang on, Chuck. We're going to give you a Mr. Floor Clean. We're going to send you a deep cleaning
kit.
And we're going to go to a break. And I'm going to try to figure out what just happened. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Catch 35 is here. We're going to go grab some food. Nice. Bring those gentlemen on during the after the top of the hour break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com and find all of our contact information. Are you ready, Michael? Are you ready? Are you all prepared?
Hungry.
You're hungry? All right, Mike's hungry. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sumpimp. A pump pimp? What? What's that?
Sump pimp. Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp. What is it? Some.
Sump pit.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, my God. 312-981-7200. Catch 35. Just brought an assortment of delicious goodies. Salmon, smoked shrimp, lobster tail, and a little sliders.
Not just any salmon. It's cedar plank salmon.
Holy moly.
Unbelievable.
Delicious. Great. Nice job. We're going to bring those boys on at the top of the after the top of the hour break. 312-981-7200. Mike, let's talk about what's going on in the housing industry, especially roofing. What are you seeing? Are things picking up, slowing down? What's your business looking like?
Business is looking good. We're probably a little bit ahead of last year, but some of that might be because of all the price increasing.
Yeah. Are you seeing any softening in the pricing now that we're kind of the housing industry is slowing down a little bit?
No, the only softening I've seen actually is in the plywood, the wood industry. The plywood costs have come down, but I have not seen any comebacks in the roofing industry. No, as a matter of fact, it's going up. Every 2-3 months, we get another increase, and we're trying to hold off on those.
On the petroleum products?
Petroleum products, yep.
Because a lot of our listeners do not realize that the shingles
are asphalt.
It's an asphalt. It's a product derived from...
Whose fault?
Shingles, it's a petroleum product. It's made from oil, right? It's an oil-based product.
It takes oil. It takes asphalt to make flat roofing. It takes asphalt to make shingles for sure. It just, the price increases are coming and they're not going away. And again, we're trying to hold off passing those on, but eventually the consumer is going to see it. They already are, but they're going to see it more.
312-981-7200. A caller called you guys. That's kind of redundant. A listener called you guys because she bought a home and the inspector found mold in the attic and asked you guys to come up to do a little inspection just to get to make the attic healthy. I know you don't handle the mold, but what should our listeners be aware of? Ventilation, proper ventilation in an attic when they're buying a home or in a home they currently own.
So I've talked about this before because it is a very important issue when it comes to home breathing and attic breathing, but the owner of the home, as part of the real estate transaction, had someone come out and remediate the mold in the attic, which is just cleaning it. What they didn't do is they did not diagnose why it was there in the first place. So the new homeowner...
Right, to solve something without, you know, to remedy something without solving the problem is kind of ridiculous.
You sweep the sidewalk's going to get dirty again.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. So what did you guys find when you went up there?
So I went out there and I crawled up in the attic and I noticed that insulation had recently been installed or blown in. They blocked the intake vents around the perimeter of the home. I also noticed that two bathrooms were just simply vented into the attic. The hoses were just laying somewhere buried in the insulation that was just blown in. So what we did is we went up on the roof, installed two new bathroom vents that properly vent the bathroom fans once we connected the hoses to the bottom of the fan so that it would just blow out the warm, moist air from the bathroom that was otherwise being blown into the attic. And then they hired an insulation company to come in. Some guy climbed in there in a zoot suit and with a child rake, pulled the insulation back away from the intake and installed the styrofoam baffles.
Is that what you typically see in new constructions or in remodels, where the venting up into the attic and somebody just did it willy-nilly? You know, the homeowner's not going to know. Because when we did my basement in my other house, right, they wanted to vent it up just into the rafters. I'm like, what are you, out of your mind? I'm gonna get mold down here. I know enough about that, and I don't know anything about building the home. I'm like, you can't just like exhaust it into the rafters to the first floor from the basement, you knucklehead. So then he took it outside.
Typically, new construction goes through a lot of inspections, and it's typically done correctly because they have to, and the opportunity is there to do it correctly. The problem lies, I think, more in remodeling. Some guy comes in and remodels a bathroom or remodels a kitchen and throws that vent in the ceiling, and it's a high power vent, and it just pulls all the warm, moist air out of the bathroom when you're taking a shower, or in the kitchen when you're cooking vegetables, and the steam rises and the fan pulls it out and it just blows it into the attic. It fills the attic with the warm, moist air, especially in the wintertime. The ventilation system, no matter how good it is still overwhelmed by that. So proper ventilation of bathrooms and kitchens is important. Proper ventilation of the attic, both intake and exhaust, is super important. We know the formula. We could usually figure out the best plan of attack, and we usually do.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We've got some text messages coming. We've got to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. Text message for you, Tracy. Hey, David, my lease is up. My Subaru in January. I'm planning on buying it. Isn't the price I can pay on the contract? So is the buyout of the hot car on the original lease?
It should be.
Agreement.
It definitely should be. There's a residual value or what you paid it down to, and there should be a purchase option number right there along with it.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yes.
Well, I hope we helped you, 708. Renee, that's what they put their name on there, so thank you for that. 312-981-7200. Benny, we're going to hit a break here. Are you good? We're good. All right. Well, I missed this last hour, so I'm going to make it up now. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Explain what we did for your... for the listener out that we were talking about before the show started, I forgot his name already.
Rich out in Elgin. Rich is helping Dory with a leak issue that was kind of a difficult one. She has a very complicated structural issue at the top of her roof where two peaks come together and into one small scupper box or downspout, and in the wintertime it would build up a lot of snow and ice. In the summertime, all the water from this larger size roof would come to one 8-inch exit, and so it was just overwhelming everything. So what we did is we went out there and we underlaid, if you will, the roof. We put the best ice shield we could find. We put different base products down. We sealed everything up. Then we put the decorative, if you will, shingles down, which also added additional protection and water integrity. And, I mean, it hasn't been tested yet because it was just done. But, you know, we're confident that we did the right thing. And I think Dory's going to be dry and happy. And now she can decorate the inside of her home instead of looking at deteriorated ceilings and walls.
Is that a common problem that are listening in this area, right? Listen, we're going into it, right? 90 days, within the next 90 days, we're going to get hit with something, okay? And it's going to be cold, and it's going to be wet, and it's going to be miserable. And it's coming, right? I mean, we know it's coming, right? So, and if it happened, you know, and I always like to do this.
Winter is coming.
Right? I mean, Game of Thrones.
And winter is coming.
Right. At least it's not a hurricane, but...
Winter is coming.
I just love that show. But if you had ice damming last year and the year before and the year before,
you're going to have it this year.
It's a pretty good odds bet on, you know, 100% certainty you're going to have it. It's not just like going to disappear. So what should our listeners do now? Can you still get on top of that roof now and do what you need to do to prep that roof. If there, again, this is for listeners who have continuously had the problem, like Roy, when Roy's in here, yeah, I just got a little water. I only got an inch this time when it rained. Okay, yeah, well, that's disgusting, and it's not safe, right? You got to fix it. So it's the same problem with the ice damming, I would assume.
We still have a couple of good months left in the season to do the work. In regards to ice damming, it's inevitable, although it can be regulated or lessened by properly ventilating your attic. You can also help some of those structural or architectural challenges with heat cables, like we did for Dory out in Elgin through Rich. You know, we put additional underlayments underneath, ice and water shield. We really gave her a really good seal. There's things you can do.
Here's what we got. We got snow in our attic with ridge vent. This from 815. How would we get this taken care of? So they got snow in their attic with a ridge vent. What's
a
ridge vent?
It's extremely unusual for snow or even rain to blow through a ridge vent, even if it's laterally or horizontally blown. A ridge vent is typically at the very top of the house, at the very peak. It allows for the warm air to escape in a much more efficient manner than regular ordinary vents or fans. For snow to come in through a ridge vent with the filtering, if you will, system that it has, it's very unusual. It must be loose or lifting somewhere. You might want to consider hiring Lindholm to come out and take a look at that. But that is very unusual for snow to get through.
630, ask Lindholm Roofing if they fix up attics. We have an attached garage with steps that come down and we use for storage. We need some heavy plywood installed for more usable space, and we need a vented because it's 1,000 degrees up there in the summer.
We can easily vent the attic, but we're not the company you want to call to put flooring, if you will, down over the rafters so that you can store. But venting the attic, that's easy for us.
Is that something you would do or MegaPros?
Probably Joe at MegaPros.
Joe would do that. Okay. Yeah. If our listeners want to reach out to you, buddy, how do they reach out to you?
1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with George from Architect. Architect. No, that's George from Deck Tech.
Yeah. You going to try my last name?
We have a new company now.
Argritis? Argritis.
Last time.
Argyris.
Wow.
There you go. George from Deck Tech. If you want to go to Roast to Orders Coffee and Tea for a Cause, click on coffeeforcause.org, coffeeforcause.org, coffeeforcause.org. Click on the Vestathon logo. Portion of every purchase will go to the Vestathon, and go to rosemont.zanies.com to see four great comedians. Proceeds of that show will go to the Vestathon. We have Cochran, DeCoste, Binker, and Toomey are the four comedians. October 5th at 7 o'clock. What's up?
Not Hogle?
Not Hogle. No, okay. He would not pack the house like these four very funny men and comedian. 312-981-7200. We'll come back with George from Deck Tech after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
here. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. George from Deck Tech.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. We have a lot of our listeners who installed new decks and are going into the winter, and like it's like we talked about earlier in the show, wood is a living being, organism, right? It breathes, it contracts,
it moves, it cups, it cracks.
And so for our listeners who put decks down, maybe not you and your company, but had Chuck in a truck build a deck, or they built a deck themselves, or used another company who's gone into the witness protection program because nobody follows up. You know, nowadays we follow up with people in the nauseam. But what should the, and they're thinking, I'm good. Right, it's, yeah. it's a new deck, I don't got to worry about it. True or false?
False.
Why?
False. You know, it's first, it's going to be cosmetic. It's going to be maintaining that deck. But if you've let it go on long enough, then you could possibly get into structural damage. I'm sure everybody's seen 6x6s, 8x8s that are actually twisting, cracking, dry cracking on you. So the longer you let it go, you could potentially create a bigger headache down the road. And by washing it, sealing it, maintaining it, you slow down the aging process, and you slow down any possibility of having structural damage.
Should you do it every year?
No. I think from the standpoint of when you should do it, if you had it done every 2 to 3 years, you're staying on top of it.
2 to 3 years?
Yes.
So you put in a new deck this year. You got to seal it.
You should seal it. Yes, you should seal it. And look, if you don't do nothing to it, because Womanize is notorious for it, they say you don't have to do nothing to it. By doing it, you're slowing down the aging process. By not doing it, you're allowing that wood to get a lot of water in it, expansion, contraction. You're going to start seeing check cracks developing prematurely that you didn't see last year. Also, some woods have knots in them. You get a little bit of water in there, and then all of a sudden you got all these knots falling out in the springtime, and people are like, well, why did that happen? It's because moisture got in there, it expanded, it contracted, and they drop out.
It happens centimeters and millimeters at a time.
Yes.
Right? It's a slow process.
It's a slow kill.
And if you don't take care of it, it'll be a bigger problem down the road.
It could be a very expensive problem down the road. And we get into situations sometimes where it's just a wash and seal today, and then you let it go for 4 or 5 years, and there are three-story back porches in Chicago that maybe they didn't get a permit on. They call you out, and you see the 8x8s are all twisted. And for us to do something to them, we need to get a permit. And now it's like a showstopper.
Oh, you're not touching a back porch in Chicago without a permit. Now with all the collapsing decks that we had in the past, and people died and all that ridiculous craziness that happened.
Something that could have been a really simple fix has just blown up into a big project.
Right. And for those that don't know, we had young adults die from collapsing decks because they were overloaded or built improperly, and it's just a sad loss of life. And they, and the city, to their credit, cracked down on and every 2, 3, 4 unit building in the city's got a back deck. I mean, that's where you hung out and you grilled and you partied and you just enjoyed the city, right? That's your backyard, if you will.
Absolutely, but they're still out there. They're still out there. We've seen decks. We have our reps go out to them, and they refuse to go up them. And I see the pictures like, oh, my God, how'd they get away with that?
Yeah, building them.
Yeah.
If they didn't get a permit and you go apply for a permit to do the work, then that's why it's a showstopper?
Yes.
Got it.
It. You're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars on some of those to rehab and rebuild and make structurally sound.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? Think about the liability. Somebody falls down or
you don't want to deal with it. I mean, it's on you.
Yes.
Who's the last deck? Oh, it's deck tech. Boom. You know, and here comes the lawsuit.
You're done.
Here come the attorneys.
And all you could do is educate a consumer. Just tell them, here's the situation that you're dealing with, and they have to make the proper decision.
Okay. What about property owners that have 3 and 4 unit properties in the city with gigantic decks that are still wood decks? What is your recommendation to treat and keep those in good working order?
You know, it's like anything. They're going to have to maintain them. And the longer they go without maintaining them, the harder it's going to be to get them back to a point where it costs the minimum amount of money.
Do you do free evaluations, complimentary evaluations?
Yes, we do.
You got more tenants listening than you do building owners listening. So if a tenant, what should a tenant look for to notify their landlord, hey, you might want to get this checked out?
You know, visually, if boards are cupping and moving on them, or if you see 4x4s that are just twisted and they got big cracks in them, you know, you might want to call your homeowner. Keep it simple.
So those big back decks you can
restore.
You can restore.
Yeah.
Instead of replace.
Absolutely.
A lot less expensive to restore than replace.
Yes.
How many days does that take?
Those are
big jobs.
Depending on the size. You know, you have 3 stories, 6 stories. You have some that are even on top of a roof. So they can be real challenging, especially the roof ones. I mean, we really go cautiously on those just in case they have any roof damage before we start.
Do you bring,
can't see the roof damage.
Can't see the roof damage.
Can't see it. Only from the inside. if there is.
Or do you pop the boards and have the roof inspector look underneath the underneath the deck?
You know, it's a per case basis.
Right.
It really is. I mean, you know, it could be a. It doesn't matter if it's a brand new building or an old building. It's got to be per case. You have to, because obviously, if we do it, we're responsible for it.
Well, sure.
And we need to look at.
How do you feel about composite materials?
Great question. I think they're good. They're very pricey, but they're not maintenance free by no means. And here's what I'll say. If you're getting composite because you want to put it down and you want to sell the house within the next year or two, I think you'll get your money out of it. If you're putting composite down because you think it's maintenance-free, it's not. If you're putting composite down because you're thinking, okay, it's going to last forever, it will not. It will not. And it's like anything. What's the undercarriage made out of? It's made out of wood. It's going to move. It's going to. You're going to have that little bit of even and bowing on there. But from the standpoint of what's going to give you the biggest bang for your buck today, if you're going to sell your house, it's composite. If you're going to do it 10 years from now, it's womanized.
And is that something you do?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You do both products?
Yes.
How do you treat the composite stuff?
So you're not supposed to do anything to them, paint them or stain them or anything like that.
Just power wash them?
Just give them a good cleaning. But there are composite decks that are 10, 15 years old. They faded. And we've been approached by certain homeowners or customers where they're like, hey, we want this thing stained a certain color. And there is a product out there that you can apply to a composite deck. Depends on the material that it was actually made of. And there's all different kinds of species out there. So it would be on a per-case basis, but you can do it. But think about it. It's maintenance-free. You go putting a solid stain on there. That's for a composite.
Yeah.
It's going to peel.
It's going to peel at some point in time.
So you're not recommending that at all?
No.
It's not very appealing.
No.
Right. Well played. If our listeners want to get you out there to their homes, mm-hmm. when do you, I got about 30 seconds before the break, but when's the cutoff time for you to do your last power wash and seal? 30 seconds.
November 15th is usually when we say, okay.
That's your cutoff?
It's getting too close, but as far as doing repairs or structural damage or replacing decks, it's through the whole year.
Okay. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. We got Sam and Eddie from Catch 35. Going to come in here. We just had an unbelievable assortment of delicious food that
and
we're
going dessert.
To talk about and dessert.
Can we invite him back next week?
You can invite him back. You can invite him back. I don't know if they're going to come back after the mess that the newsroom made. 312-981 at Kleppen. He goes through there like a Tasmanian devil. And his Yeti cooler. He brings a Yeti cooler and everything that's out there, he figures by the time he gets there, is all his. It's fair game.
He was prepared.
Yeah, and he just loads up. 312-981, and then he sells it.
You're just jealous.
Then he sells it on the way home. He makes like $400 on the way home.
Street food.
Yeah, 312, Kleppen's Corner, he calls it. 312-981, right here at the corner of Wacker.
Yeti
Row. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Megapro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Throwing over to Kevin in the newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We had a delicious lunch, Igor Lobster, which I think you had seven of them.
It was six, David.
Thank you.
Don't exaggerate.
That's who ate them all.
George had the smoked salmon and the smoked shrimp.
Phenomenal.
And Mike had the mini cheeseburger sliders.
I had everything.
I know you did.
I did too, actually.
And Tracy Kahn had all the desserts.
Well, and I did have some of that tarragon aioli, which was just fabulous.
Forget about it. And so there are two locations. We have Sam and Eddie. Eddie's the chef over there. Eddie, you guys are getting more and more and more into the smoked fish type of options on your menu. Where's that come from?
Smoke is a great flavor to add to seafood. They kind of go hand in hand, and we wanted to highlight some good fresh items, and we created a whole section that we have shrimp, salmon, nice fettuccine on the menu, and
whitefish too. It says here,
yeah, whitefish as well. That's a classic combo: whitefish and smoke.
Igor, as you know, as a young Jewish boy, your parents would run out to get the smoked whitefish chubs. Yep. That would be Sunday morning, right? You go to the deli and smoke whitefish was a staple in every Jewish young man's home.
Yeah, as Chef just said, you know, whitefish or really any kind of fish for that matter, and smoke
so
is just, it's just, it's perfect.
Yeah, forget you get about a bagel, I mean, forget about it. It's
that's
great.
That's it. It's over. It's
so you brought, so you're going to give some, you know, not only are we going to talk about your phenomenal menu and the great food that you brought that everybody here enjoyed and that Don Kleppen's selling at the corner.
And the Yeti.
Yeah, yeah, you know, ate out of his Yeti cooler. But you brought in a little piece of equipment that our listeners could buy, which I had never seen before, that they could smoke something in their kitchen without going and spending $1,100 on a smoker. So,
yeah, so
what exactly is that contraption you have?
This is called a smoking gun, and you put a little bit of, turns on like this, you put a little bit of hickory smoke or hickory wood right there, and then turn it on. Light it up and put that tube on the other end and, you know, put the seafood in the bowl and then add a little bit of, once the smoke dissipates, take it off, put it on the grill, and you'll have a great, you know, great smoke.
Where flavor. Do you get the gun, the smoking gun? Again, it's not a play on words. That's what it's called. Can you go to Amazon? Can you go to Bed Bath & Beyond?
I would recommend Amazon for sure.
Okay, yeah. So Amazon, you type in smoking gun.
Yep.
And it's like a small electric motor with a tube coming out of it, right? With a hose coming out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Sort of looks like a hookah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It is. Yeah, you might actually be able to find them around some of these dispensaries in the area as well. Hmm.
Okay, so so you put the wood pellets in there?
Yep.
And where do you get the wood pellets?
Same spot. You can get these off of Amazon as well. Okay. Here's hickory. They have apple. They have alderwood.
And what do you recommend?
For seafood, I recommend apple or alderwood.
Okay. And what do? You put it in a Ziploc bag?
You put it in a Ziploc bag or put it in a bowl and turn it on and get the smoke flavor on there. And then after that, continue cooking it, either saute it, grill it, or bake it, and that flavor will stay on there.
Do you put seasoning on before you put it in the bag or after? Or do you
I would do it after.
After.
Yeah.
So you smoke it first.
Yep.
And how long would you smoke it for after you loaded it
about
up?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Yeah. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And you also brought in that Sam's holding up the thermometers.
Just a couple thermometers. This is a ThermoPen. Highly recommended. These are about $75.
Okay.
This will last you forever. This goes from -30 degrees to 600 degrees.
And what's the proper temperature? So my wife likes her tuna blue. Is that the proper way of saying it? Right, basically raw.
Yeah, tuna is a difference. Tuna is more like a steak. You want to serve that rare, medium rare.
Right,
seared.
Yeah, seared. Just sear and slice for tuna.
And what about smoked salmon and smoked shrimp and smoked
salmon? You can go to like 130. Like a whitefish, you want to do about 135 and stop it there. Anything more than that, it starts to dry out, lose all of its juices, and then you're having to, you know, compensate with, you know, loading it up with extra butter to make it taste better.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no.
It's right up your alley.
Nobody,
that salmon is perfectly.
Nobody's ever got in trouble for using extra butter, for God's sakes. That's why the mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving have to be yellow.
Sure.
I mean, it's not good until it gets to yellow. You should know that as a chef, for God's sakes.
Yep.
So you are doing a lot of getting prepared for theater season's coming back. Right? Because we all know that theater, when it...
Winter is coming.
And so is theater season. You guys are centrally located in the theater district, or a Uber or cab fare away from every single theater in downtown Chicago. Is now the time... Everybody knows they already got their theater tickets, right? You know you're going to see a show. Wicked's starting back up in a couple of 3 weeks, right?
I was just about to say that.
Right? So... Now is the time to get ahead of it. You know that the first thing they asked when I sat down, when I eat there, whenever I come downtown with my wife for a play, first thing that the server asks is, are you going to a show, right?
Yeah, because we know to get you out quicker so you can make that make the curtain call.
And you guys are open, so make those reservations now.
Yeah.
And a lot of our listeners don't realize that there are two locations, one here in Chicago, And one down in Naperville as well. And you serve lunches Monday through Friday in both locations.
That's correct.
We go to the one when we have business meetings down here to your location downtown Chicago and sit in the patio, which is phenomenal, right? You get the cityscape. You're right across the street from the river. And it's fun eating outside al fresco. God knows how many more weeks you're going to be able to do that without lamps out there, without the torches out there.
It's beautiful. It's one of the only covered patios, too. So if it's drizzling a little bit, you could still eat outside and enjoy.
It's phenomenal. And post-Bears games, Is that a good location as well? When everybody's like leaving Soldier Field and coming after the game, you guys open for that as well?
Yeah, depending on the time the game's over, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. And we just cut an arrangement with you guys that on Sunday and Monday nights, you guys have volunteered to give a portion of every meal that's served in your shop on Sunday and Monday. Every order that goes out, you're going to donate a portion, listen to this, supporters of the Blue, to the Vest-a-thon. So if you want to help us support the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and support family businesses and local businesses that give back to the police and your police officer or want to support the police, check out. You go in on Sunday and Mondays, and a portion of every check will go towards the Vest-a-thon, which is very nice of you, Sam. That's very nice of Sam. You know, it's one of the owners here. And a nice thing that you don't do, and we talked about it, you don't do what the Levy's do. And I'll take a shot at the Levy's, and they throw that goofy 3% surcharge on at the end, which I think is absolutely highway robbery, right? If you want to make the money on the customer, you charge it in the food, don't add another 3%, as if the Levy's need another 3%. That's me personally speaking. I think it's disgusting what these businesses do to sneak in a 3% surcharge. So, and I always say, in all due respect, take it off. I don't have to pay it. I'm not paying it. You know, and by the way, you took off the apple crostinis that my kid likes too. So there, and that's not good either. You should put the apple crostini back on. You know, Levy brother. I know we're talking Catch 35, but I went on a little rant there. So if our listeners want to make reservations, what's the best number to call or website to go to?
312-346-3500. I would go to catch35.com for either Chicago or Naperville. Also, when you're there, check out where to park around there. It's $12 in the parking garages around the area. For validation, and then you can go to the show.
Yep.
Hit up the you can leave your car there the whole night. So
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
That's awesome. So you could park there, eat, take an Uber or a cab to wherever you're going. Hop in an Uber or a cab, come back, have a nightcap, get in your car. At least one person's not drinking a nightcap. The person having the coffee is the driver, and then the other people are passed out in the back of the car on the way home anyway.
Yeah.
Come back for dessert.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Those desserts were amazing. Yeah.
Tracy ate like six of one, every one of them. You liked so, the...
that's where you had...
Who was Igor counting.
Yeah. Is that who ate all the desserts?
Yes.
Is that you?
The key lime pie.
The key lime was awesome.
Yeah.
So that's an actual pie, or do you make them in the squares like you brought us?
No, it's an actual pie on the when you come to dine with us. And we make those from scratch as well.
And you had the
raspberry something raspberry dessert?
Bars. The raspberry bars?
Yeah. Forget unbelievable.
I'm telling you, this is if you haven't had dinner or lunch at Catch 35, you are missing out, because the food we had, gentlemen, was unbelievably outstanding.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. Really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, and especially if you can try all the different things. You know, we had lobster, we had cedar plank salmon, we had smoked shrimp. I mean, it was just incredible.
Hamburgers.
Short rib sliders.
Short rib sliders. Those are fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So good. I think Tracy's going to need like an insulin shot, Dave.
So yeah. Prepare for Well, Don Kleppen's got those at the corner, too. Thank you guys for coming in, Sam, as always.
Thank you so much for having us.
Eddie, great job. And send my best to your beautiful bride who handles all the marketing. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 312 981-7200. MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mr. Floor Igor Mrock.
Commence operation vacuum suck.
If you're going to vacuum the floor, go ahead and do that, but use suction-only type vacs.
So you want to suck it out only?
Suction only.
Ironically, that was my high school band name, Suction Only.
She's gone from suck to blow.
There you go. It's kind of ironic you brought it up because I had flashbacks.
Can you give us a sample?
It certainly does suck.
It sucked.
Yeah, it sucked, but you got a lot of fond memories, George, so let's not push it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You knew Benny was going to capitalize on that, Igor.
Yeah, he told me something was coming.
You know.
That was really good.
That was good. 312-981-7200. I'd like you two guys to talk about, our flooring experts, and Mike, you chime in as well, creaky floorboards and loose plywood and how it all impacts. Because in the home that I sold, I had a handyman go up there because some of my roofs was popping out or something like that. So I want to talk about real quick in the 3 minutes before the break, the creaky floors. We got an email question. My floor creaks. Can I do anything about it? You get that on decks
we get
as well.
A lot, yeah, okay. And a lot of times for us, it's the wood is just dried out, and as you walk on it, you could feel it. But sometimes you got to get to the root cause. If that undercarriage, those floor joists have indifferences, some are higher, some are lower, that'll add to the problem. That's what we generally find.
What about you in the house?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's similar. It's generally related to subfloor conditions, and so the creak actually develops generally underneath the floor, like George was just saying. In his case, it's the substructure. Ours is also substructure-related. Generally speaking, we have a lot of older homes in the Chicagoland area, and these little 1x3 pieces of wood that were used before plywood was invented, David, to house wood flooring, that's what's doing most of the squeaking in the Chicagoland area. And that's what we try to kind of deal with and remedy for clients.
The thing that our listeners shouldn't do is what I did, which is screw nails into the hardwood floors to stop the squeaking.
Yeah, you destroyed your floors by doing
Thank you for reminding me, Igor.
Sorry about that.
So I was covering up hardwood floors when we moved in because it was carpet. I didn't cover it up. It was carpet. And I got tired of the squeaking, and I read someplace, and somebody told me, which was complete nonsense, drill nails in there to tighten up the boards.
Did it work?
Absolutely. It cost me like $4,000 because I had to replace the – I ripped the carpet out, and Igor's like, hey – what's with all the screws? And I'm like, son of a...
Well, we see it all the time, David. So somebody gets up, you know, in the middle of the night, and they're just done, right? I mean, they've had it. All the squeaking air. So they start driving screws into the floor in hopes of stopping the squeak.
In the middle of the night?
Well, you know...
Got nothing going on.
Dave, is that what you did?
I got three kids. What am I going to do in the middle of the night? Go ahead.
And what did Igor tell you? You're screwed.
Do it in the middle of the night.
I'll tell you what Igor told me. I'm down in Mexico on vacation.
Sipping on your drink.
Sipping on my margarita, my frozen margarita, because that's what I drink on my vacation. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, what's with the screws? His crew's in my house doing all my floors because I'm getting ready to sell it.
Yep.
He's like, what's going on with the screws in the floors? I'm like, oh, gosh, I forgot all about it. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, we got to. I'm like, how do you fix it? He's like, very simple. We're going to cut it out and put in new flooring because there's nothing you could do.
Well, and you also remember when we ripped the carpeting out, there were areas of missing flooring where it was filled in with plywood because you moved some walls that you forgot.
Right, let's not go too deep on this thing.
Anyway, that margarita of yours was...
Yeah, it was like, I had like three of them. Yeah, I don't drink.
And that was before you got the screw gun.
Well, forget about it. It was just, it was ridiculous. So
the smoke gun.
The smoke gun.
Yeah.
Smoking.
That's what they
got to
give them.
Wow. So it's got to do with the underfloor.
Yeah. Generally, it's a subfloor condition. There's really no easy fix.
On both of your industries.
I think I don't want to speak for George. For us, we definitely have to remove the wood, replace that intermediate substructure with plywood that's screwed down correctly, and then flooring is the nail to that, and then it's...
What about you, George?
For us, it's not that bad. If we're able to wash it and maintain it, we can alleviate the problem.
Okay.
We don't have to replace it.
Preventative maintenance.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Mike, I wanted you to talk about loose boards on the roof and how they come loose, because during my home inspection, they're like, yeah, a couple of panels. I'm like, you didn't know about it? I'm like, what's the last? I've never been up on my roof. How the hell am I supposed to know about it? 312-981-7200. And I don't fiddle. I know that's where you were going, George. Tracy, so no, I don't fiddle either on the roof. 312-981-7200, 312-981, and not all Jews fiddle either on roof. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Mike Houston after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Show sounds much better, but some would probably disagree with the microphones on. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, 815. I have two chimneys I'm not using. Can they be capped at the top? Mike, you know anything about that?
They could be capped at the top, or they can actually be removed, and then that section of roof can be plywooded over and shingled or flat roofed over right over the hole.
Does Lindholm do blown-in attic insulation?
Yes, we do.
I am drunk and wanted to start my grill. Can I use a flamethrower? Probably dangerous. That's the 773 guy who told you he starts drinking at about 9:30.
Yeah.
Name of the restaurant again. Last night. Catch 35. I'm just burning through emails. I've seen the 3% charge on my dinner bill before. What is it? It's a way for the company to make more money. It does not go to the server, and you have an option most times to decline it and ask it to be removed. I always ask it to be removed because I think it's disgusting what they do. Increase the price of your food, which you already have. don't stick another 3% on there without telling the public. I think it's a disgusting thing that these restaurants are doing. That do it. I tried smoking a salmon at home, but it was extremely hard to keep lit. That's very funny. Monday is Northern Illinois Police K-9 Memorial Ceremony at the Hunt Club in Libertyville, 10 a.m. There is a Facebook page with more information. And we've got another text for you guys after this caller here. Rich, how are you in Elgin?
Richie.
I'm good.
Hi, Rich.
I'm good.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, I wanted to just tell you that I've got a friend of mine. She's a single parent and has a severe roof problem that I have a high level of trust with David. And I asked him who you recommend, and he sent me Mike Houston. And Mike came out and looked at the job. He ascertained what he thought should be done. And because, again, the trusting David, we didn't even shop around, and my friend had Lindholm come out and do the job, and just wanted to say it was done last week. And when she got home from work, the place looked great. There was nothing on the lawn, no garbage, no debris. And they discovered a leaky skylight that they repaired, changed, and were quite happy. Hopefully, once the rainy season starts this spring, we can determine if it did do the job, which we're pretty confident it will, because she has severe drywall problems from heavy rains.
There you go, Mike.
Thanks, Rich. It was nice meeting you out there a few weeks ago. Yeah, Dory had some issues with basically an architectural challenge. Again, as described before on the radio, two roofs just came together, and all the water and snow and ice were channeling to an 8-inch exit, and we really took a lot of care to seal that up with the proper underlayment and sealants and new shingles. And you know, I'm sure we got the problem. And the skylight, we didn't even notice that it was cracked. Yeah, we replaced that. There was also leaking around there that she may not have even have known was happening.
Well, Richie, you wouldn't have known anything about this unless you listened to the show, right?
Correct.
All right, good.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known it all. And if I ever need anything else done, David Hochberg's referrals would be top of my list.
All right, Rich. Well, thanks for taking the time to call in and share your experience. And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, buddy, okay?
Oh, all right. Thank you very
much. I'll tell
you
what, Rich. What are you doing next Wednesday? On October 5th, are you available to go to the fundraiser we're having at Zany's in Rosemont? If I sent you two tickets, would you go?
I will try to talk my wife into that, yeah.
We'll talk your wife into it. Just tell her this is what we're doing. You control
Take
that household,
dog.
Don't you, Rich?
Yeah, who's the boss?
You know who the boss is.
His wife.
Of course.
All right, well, that's a definite maybe. Hang on, Richie.
Don't embarrass him on the air.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. That wasn't even embarrassment. That's just a fact. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Go to rosemont.zanies.com for tickets to the Vestathon comedy show on Wednesday, October 5th at 7 o'clock. Cochran, DeCoste, Banker, and Toomey are the showcase comedians. Old House Beverly, Chicago hardwood floors are now natural finish, Igor. Wife wants to stain floors. Will that affect the resale? That's a question for a realtor. But how tough is it to do that? And what are you seeing a lot of listeners doing now? Keeping it plain, or are they still finishing it off dark?
You know, it's really just, it's subjective, David. So it's personal taste, personal flavor. You know, we still have clients that like dark floors, but I have to tell you, as an industry, we're definitely starting to see a reversion back to more neutral colors.
Great.
Including some of the light pastel colors from the, the 90s. Those are coming back. So the pendulum is definitely swinging back the other way. So the dark is kind of going away. The gray,
awesome.
The gray is, interestingly enough, kind of starting to fade. We used to do a lot of gray and gray, you know, pewter type floors. Everything's coming back, you know, more of a neutral tone again.
Glad I just built a house with all the hardwood floors in dark. It's great. Phenomenal. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to wgandavid.com.
Don't chase the fad, David.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll always be late.
And always do what your wife tells you, because you can never be wrong.
Well, that's true, too.
You go. That's a tip of the day. You go. 312-981-7200. Go to wgandavid.com. What are you seeing with decks? Are people, our listeners, staining decks, or are they keeping them natural?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. It really comes down to what the wife wants.
Yeah.
Some wives want white rails. Someone green rails. It's really
I like the old just wood. I just like wood. You know, just the natural look of wood.
It does, but you see that two-tone effect where from a distance the deck blends in with the house. It is a great look to it. A lot of homeowners go to that look. The wives like it a lot. So,
how tough is it to stain a deck?
For us, it's not. It's not. If it's Trex, they come with plastic rails, and you can get any color that you want. You see that a lot.
Right.
Sometimes you'll see that the house is a tangerine green, so we'll stain the rails a tangerine green, give the floors a natural finish or a dark finish.
Tangerine green?
I've never seen a tangerine green.
Really? It's sort of
never
like
seen
that.
A green tangerine.
Yeah, it's sort of right behind us.
That like ivory green?
Yeah.
That really bright green? Really? Like green screen green?
Yeah, just like the screen behind us.
No, we're on radio. Nobody could see the screen behind us there, Spartacus. I'm trying to give everybody an idea what the hell you're talking about. It's kind of like in the green screens they see that the weather people stand in front of when they're doing the weather report.
It seems to be the new color that's in right now.
Really?
The green.
Yes.
Oh,
George, I've heard that you have
tangerine green.
I've heard that you have to wait a little while before you stain a womanized or a pressure-treated deck. Is that true?
Yes. Womanized is the pressure-treated, but it really depends on the type of wood that you get, the grade that you get, and how saturated it is. You'll get some pieces that have been sitting out for 3, 4, 5 months, and they're really dried out, and then you'll have some pieces that are completely saturated, and you need to let them dry out. Ideally, once a deck has been installed brand new, depending on what the wood condition is, it could go from 4 to 6 weeks to 3, 4, 5 months on an individual basis. And you also have to remember, you could have two pieces of wood next to each other. One could have come from the northwest, one could have come from the southwest, and they're right next to each other when they're installed. So it goes from one end to the other as far as an extreme, but minimum at least 4 to 6 weeks.
312-981-7200. Benny, let's hit a break here. We're going to, so we could do a long run at the end of the show here. Last 15 minutes coming up. Tracy, we got a couple of texters here. We have our listeners going out buying cars. They want more car buying tips from the owner of Joe Cotton Ford. Can you give them the inside scoop here while they're out? Yeah, call Tracy Cotton for a Ford. Don't go to
That's
Subaru.
That's right.
That's a number one.
You're going
tip.
The wrong direction.
You're going in the wrong direction. What are you going to Subaru for? 312-981-7200.
American-made.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com is the website. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home sweet home Chicago.
News team assemble!
Ron Brown, just want you to know, I do like David Jennings. I have feelings for you as well.
That's great, because David Jennings is a great guy. I admire him very much, and to be in that company is quite a compliment.
I can't do this without my news team.
And that guy, Kevin, he still has got a little thing to go.
He's a great guy. I love that guy. He's still fantastic to work with.
He's all right.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. See, he's sleeping. You see, you take a little shot at the young man. He figured he'd fight back a little bit. And he's in the newsroom taking a nap. I mean, as if like nothing's going on. I mean, I don't care.
You're just jealous.
Yeah. I mean, at least fight back a little bit, Kevin Wells. He'd take a shot at you. Come on. Let's go. You're from the north side.
He can't hear you. He's down on the street with his Yeti.
No. That's the other guy. That's Kleppen.
Oh, Kleppen.
Yeah.
At least I don't drill screws in my floor.
Oh, he's up there. Okay. At least I own a house. There you go. You got another thing? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Casey, you got a hardwood floor question for Mr. Floor.
I do. Where the hardwood floor transitions into the kitchen, I have a gap. It was never filled in. You know, no transition kind of thing or a sill.
That was a good shot.
And I was just wondering what could be put in there because, I get a lot of dirt accumulating in it.
So are the two floors on the same level? In other words, are they flat and you just have a gap between them, or is one taller than the other?
No, they're level.
They're level. So what we would typically do in a case like that is fabricate what's referred to as a T molding. So it kind of profile-wise looks like the letter T, but it's basically just a piece of wood that's sort of rounded on two sides and has a little T area that extends down, which would actually fit inside that gap and cover that gap both on the left and right side of it.
Would it be level then, or would it be sticking up like a sill?
Yeah, it would be sticking up a little bit. You can't really make them completely flat and flush because then they can't carry weight. So you have to be able to make them, you know, we would recommend at least 3/8 of an inch thick or a little thicker just to be able to kind of step on them and not break them. So it's fairly minimal. It's really not a tripping hazard, but it is required to be able to carry, you know, a little bit of weight.
Okay, so like a caulk or something like that, along those lines, that would not work well then, right?
Well, you can use caulk. It may still be pretty noticeable. You'll get rid of the gap, the physical you know, opening. But if you're really trying to make it look as attractive as you can, I mean, a fabricated T-molding type threshold would probably work the best.
I see. Okay. And then, you know, as far as the kitchen tiles, the grout, do you sell any products that help clean that?
We do. So we manufacture a total of 6 cleaning products, one of which is our tile and grout cleaner, and that's the one I'd recommend for you if you have ceramic or porcelain tiles in the kitchen.
Right.
It would actually clean both the grout and the tiles for you as well. So MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN, definitely I would recommend our tile and grout cleaner for that.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you for calling.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, buddy. We'll send you some tile cleaner. 312-981-7200. I mentioned before the break.
Buckling loose, plywood decking.
Yes. How is a homeowner supposed to know? And it was an easy fix. My handyman went up there with a screw gun and bolted it down. But is that common?
It's not uncommon. You can usually notice it just by looking up at your roof. If you can even see your roof, you can notice where there's shingles lifting. You can see where it's very obvious, cupping or cracking even. But it's easy enough to take shingles off, either replace the wood if it's buckled too much, or screw the wood that's not buckled that much down. Make sure you replace the felt or ice shield, and then new shingles in that area.
There
it's easy enough.
Yeah, I guess the inspector, when he was up there checking the chimney, went over a plywood piece of wood, went over the, as he was walking, felt some softness was what. So you just drilled it down, problem solved.
Yep.
Piece of cake. Car buying tips for our listeners out there, other than calling you and buying a Ford, what's some inside baseball tips that you could give them in a minute?
Well, hopefully if you're not in a really big hurry, the best thing would be to order a car exactly the way you want it. You'll get a better price on it that way, as opposed to buying something that's on the lot right now, because there's a lot of dealers out there right now that are, I get emails daily offering me $5,000, $7,000, $8,000 over MSRP to have certain vehicles that are on my lot right now. So obviously, to be competitive with that, if they're going to pay me that much over MSRP to buy that vehicle, what are they going to sell it for? So you get a sense of what the market is on that. But on ordering vehicles, typically most dealers are at MSRP thereabouts, and you'll get exactly what you want as opposed to what's on the lot.
If our listeners want to reach you and your team to order a car or trade in a car, what's the best number?
Or sell your car. 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
Mike, if our listeners want to reach out to you with their housing roofing challenges, what's the best number to reach you at, buddy?
1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
George Argaris.
Wow.
What did I do? Did I do it?
Great.
Is that right?
Great. That was unbelievable. That's better than I could say it.
Deck. If our listeners want to reach out to you and the 630 texter, you will follow up with her later after the show. What's the best number for our listeners
to reach out? 1-800-956-3325, or they can go online to DeckTechInc.com. DeckTechInc.com.
Mr. Floor, Igor Marak, if our listeners want to reach you and your team over there, what's the best way to reach you, buddy?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code WGN to try our great cleaning products.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday at a regularly scheduled time again. Northwestern football is later in the day. Thank you for listening. Kevin Wells is lathered up and ready to go in the newsroom. If you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID, which is 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. Buy tickets for the comedy show October 5th at 7 o'clock for the Vestathon at rosemont.zanies.com. And thanks for listening, everybody. And also, one last time, buy coffee, coffeeforcause.org. Click on the Vestathon. Portion of all proceeds goes to the Vestathon. And visit Catch 35 on Saturdays and Mondays. Portion of every bill will be donated to the Vestathon. Thank you, Catch 35, for stepping up and doing that. We're out of here, everybody. Thanks for listening. Go Bears!
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mr. Floor Igor Morak, Lindholm Roofing, Deck Tech, Joe Cotton Ford, and Catch 35. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.